You agricultural producers will need to, if you haven't made any moves yet, be thinking about your end-of-year tax management to your greatest advantage before the new year gets here. Joining us now is an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension, Greg Ibendahl, offering up a few thoughts to consider as far as your overall tax management as this year comes to a close. And what is the first thing that you share with producers along this line, Greg?
Well, we're still in the calendar year yet, so it's probably a good time to start thinking about maybe estimating what your net farm income would be for the rest of the year. So I would say the first thing producers should think about is visiting with their tax accountants and making some projections about what their net farm income looks like it might be, because you can still make a lot of changes yet in this current year yet before we start to roll into next year. So try to get an idea of what your net farm income and start to make plans accordingly.
That, before we move any further, starts with having your records in order, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't go beyond anything without having a good set of records here. So, with farmers being able to itemize what their expenses are, they need to make sure they have good records. So, any kind of receipt that you have, make sure you at least save that. I mean, at the very least, take it home when you get it and don't put it on the dashboard of your truck, but put it at least in a shoebox or something. At least you'll have a track of it that way. And really, you almost think of those receipts almost as money than themselves. I mean, if you're in the 25% marginal tax bracket, for example, and you go out and you have a $10 receipt, well, that receipt in itself is worth $2.50. So make sure you don't lose those things.
So that is your first step to know where you stand in terms of your income, and that may then direct certain things you would do with your expenses and so forth. We'll talk about that as well. But as far as the actual accounting method one uses for this purpose, you prefer one over the other, right?
Yeah, really farmers are about the only group in the country that can do cash accounting when it comes to keeping their records for our business. Everyone else has to do accrual accounting. Well, cash accounting gives you tremendous advantages for tax purposes as a producer here. So cash accounting basically means you count revenue and expenses actually when the money either comes in or goes out of your checking account rather than when you would actually use it. So you can actually buy expenses for next year now and count as an expense this year, whereas if you were a typical business, that kind of expense would actually show up when you used it next year. So you can actually prepay expenses now. That would allow you to lower your income by having more expenses this year as opposed to next year. And you can do the same thing on the income side. So like if you have grain produced this year, normally under accrual accounting, you would count that grain produced as income this year. But farmers can count the income actually when they sell the grain instead of actually when they produce it. So if you, by making timing when you sell your grain, you can actually have income either this year or you can postpone it to next year.
And that's been a time-honored process, and that is carrying income back, carrying income forward, depending on how well the year went for that producer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing farmers should always fight for. They should never lose that cash accounting ability, so they should definitely try to always make sure they could always have that as a accounting method. Very, very beneficial when it comes to doing tax work.
So hopefully producers are in that situation now and can do a few things, and you mentioned one of the things to accomplish before year's end, that would be potentially anyway, prepaying expenses that they anticipate for next year.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, in a good year, that's what you would want to do. But this is certainly not going to be what I would consider to be a good year, right? Probably a bad year. So, farmers, really, to minimize your tax burden, you're probably better off trying to have an even level of income from year to year here. So you don't want to have, big burst where you have highs in net farm income, because that's going to put you in a higher marginal tax bracket. So if you can actually manage to level off your income from year to year, that will give you the lowest average tax rate when you look at it from a year-to-year basis here. So, this year probably being a down year compared to some other years, this might be a year where you actually may want to actually try to increase your income for tax purposes try to hold things down, which is what you normally think farmers would want to do when it comes to paying taxes.
Therefore, in regard to prepaying expenses, you would suggest producers abstain from that this year, one of the few years of late that that's been worthwhile.
Yeah, again, you have to go back and look at your individual tax situation and look at what your income has been and really maybe what you anticipate maybe for next farm income actually in 2017 as well here. So maybe if you do anticipate 2017, even as bad as this year, maybe that's not such a big deal. But if you maybe think things might improve a little bit in 2017, maybe you actually want to have a little higher income and maybe not prepay things this fall and actually have the expense show up in 2017, if you do expect 2017 to maybe be a little better year than 2016, looks like.
So then to, in effect, bolster their 2016 income, just anything you can do to move product along, cash flow before the year's end.
That will help. And it certainly, you know, look at your overall marketing strategy as well here. I wouldn't let the tax thing kind of override everything else, but kind of look at those together, your marketing plan and your cash flow needs and your income as far as trying to get a level of income from year to year. Kind of look at all those things in concert.
And you'd want to, this falls back along that same line of the prepaid operating expenses, capital expenses, you might want to not incur those this year either.
Yeah, I think looking at the way that farmers typically purchase machinery across the country is I think most farmers kind of follow the policy of purchasing machinery when they have good income years here. So they let their cash flow kind of generate or, you know, determine when they're actually going to make purchases. So if they have a really good year like we had, you know, from 2007 to 12, farmers made a lot more purchases in an effort to help lower net farm income. Well, I think you're going to see the reverse of that happening now here. That's really the way we got through the 1980s farm crisis, was that really farmers quit buying equipment there for about 4 or 5 years, and then they restarted back when things kind of improved. I think you're going to see the similar thing happen now, where farmers are going to quit buying equipment here probably for a couple of years. That will help, you know, not only on the cash flow situation, but it will certainly help on the net income side, because you're not going to have – you don't really need to have those expenses deduct since your net farm income is already pretty low here. So buying equipment just to lower your net farm income, that's not even going to be a factor this year.
Greg, is there anything that a producer can do in the spirit of end-of-year tax management, trying to get that income propped up a bit in the way of managing depreciation of assets?
Well, certainly, if you do need to buy something, I don't let that, you know, this the current year hold you off if you do need to buy some equipment. But certainly don't look at any of the accelerated depreciation. You can go with a more standard acceleration method, and that will tend to even up your depreciation deductions from year to year, as opposed to taking everything all in the year you buy it. I think a lot of farmers may have gotten the habit of, you know, you buy something new, well, let's start the whole thing off in the year we buy it. You know, there's really no reason to do that this year.
Any other general tips that can be offered in terms of showing a better income?
Well, you know, again, I think we got to go back to record keeping. I think record keeping is kind of the key for everything. Okay. So make sure you have good records, a good relationship with your accountant. And really, you need to start, have a scheduled visit with them this fall yet before the end of the year rolls around, so you can make some adjustments as needed. Your individual accountant will have probably the best solutions that are tailored to your specific farm.
So do strike up that dialogue if you haven't already with your accountant handling your financial affairs for you as a farmer or a rancher, and think through the options you have this year as we get closer to the end of 2016. Before we let you go, Greg, we might note as well that you're among the participants in those top 10 considerations to navigate a struggling farm economy workshops that K-State Research and Extension is conducting all around Kansas, and you would invite producers to come talk shop with you about this and other matters.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of good suggestions for producers, so make sure you guys come on out.
Those, by the way, are listed on the agmanager.info website. For your full information, agmanager.info. Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate your comments, as always.
You're welcome.
And once more, those are some things to consider as far as end-of-year tax management. Again, coming off a less-than-stellar economic year for most producers here in Kansas, and how to work that to your best tax advantage as you manage that with your accountant. Greg Ibendahl is an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. On a related note, as we head into the break, economists do agree that the outlook for commodity prices heading into 2017 remains somewhat pessimistic. You producers facing financial challenges for a period of time, it would appear. There's a new tool that's been developed by the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State, offering you farmers and ranchers, others in the agricultural industry, an opportunity to benchmark your financial status with comparative operations in the Kansas Farm Management Association. This can be found as well at the agmanager.info website. It's titled KSU Farm Financial Benchmarking Tool, simply enough. It's updated every year, as the KFMA summaries are available from the past year. Featured here, both a most recent year available and the 10-year average given for each financial measurement, so comparisons can be made in a current as well as a long-run setting. 63 different combinations of enterprises, within the Farm Management Association are available to benchmark against. Each tab within this tool gives you the option to enter your farm values to benchmark against the peer operations in the KFMA data, which will be of particular value as economic times remain tough. And utilizing this benchmarking tool can give you producers more leverage as you work with your lenders, who might be otherwise hesitant to give access to credit when the farm's financial outlook is a bit on the suspect side. By all means, give it a look. Again, KSU Farm Financial Benchmarking Tool. The tool itself, as well as an article covering how it can work for you, found at agmanager.info. agmanager.info.